everybody, and welcome to the Actionable Business Nuggets podcast. This is a small business podcast where you learn an actionable strategy to grow your business in less than 3 minutes. I'm your host, Rigda, from actionablebusinesstraining.com, and I'm currently suffering from a horrible ear infection. The doctor thinks it's because of prolonged usage of cell phone, so I thought I'd mention it on the podcast. It's not going to change much about how I use my cell phone, but, you know, who knows, it might help some of you out. Maybe you want to stay away from the cell phone once in a while. I know I should take my own advice, so it's going to be a challenge. Anyway, let's talk about analytics. Today is a Monday where we talk about making money. And the topic is analytics. Analytics are awesome now, but they have three problems. The first problem is people don't use analytics because it may seem complicated, but it really isn't. It's as simple as just copying and pasting a little section into your web pages. And if you're scared of web pages, it's okay. You can even like just email that section, that little section, to your web designer or whoever helps you out with your HTML and ask them to put it on your web page. So the first problem of not using analytics is not a problem at all. The second problem with analytics is there's way too much information. What kind of information do you look at? All right, that's a valid concern. So let's talk about it. Well, the purpose of analytics is to show you how people are interacting with their website, and you can use this, these kind of information, to maximize, you know, the number of people who come to your website and then pick up the phone to book an appointment with you, or the number of people who purchase a product from your website, or the number of people who complete a certain action from your website. These are all valid usages of analytics. So the way you use analytics and the kind of data you extract or use from your analytics is going to depend a lot on your usage of it or your purpose of using analytics. But the first thing you want to make sure of is that every single page on your website has its own purpose. The purpose of your website or your web page tells you what kind of analytics data you need to look at. All right? The analytics doesn't tell you the purpose of the web page. No. You have to start with the purpose of a single web page, and then based on that purpose, you can look at analytics and say, okay, so the purpose of this page is to get people to sign up to my newsletter. Great, so I'm going to look at the number of people who come to this page and then go to my newsletter thank you page. Now I'm going to implement processes in the middle so I can maximize the number of people going from this page to the newsletter sign up. But it all comes from the purpose of the page, which was to get people to sign up. So my challenge for you today, my homework for you, is to figure out the purpose of one of the most important pages on your website and install analytics on it. This is the Actionable Business Nuggets podcast, and I'm your host, Rigda. I'll see you tomorrow.